5 months later than planned. Clare will begin their Munster Championship campaign against Limerick on Sunday in a season like no other. The much delayed match will have no fans in attendance, but it will be an important game for Clare fans and of course the Banner team. A landmark occasion too for former Clare stalwart Brian Lohan, who takes charge of his native county for the first time. I spoke with Brian earlier this week, firstly about the COVID-enforced confusion and uncertainty, given that there were questions about whether the match would even be allowed to go ahead as recently as the start of this week.
Well, I suppose we're nearly used to it now at this stage. You know, there's been loads of uncertainty in everyone's lives since the middle of March. And, you know, we had this lockdown period that we couldn't train, and then eventually we got back to training, say, in the middle of September. And I suppose with the numbers going up, you're wondering whether there is going to be championship at all. And I suppose we're all waiting to see this week, and it was only, you know, with the announcement last night by the Taoiseach that's confirmed that it's going ahead. So yeah, there's loads of uncertainty there, but there's uncertainty in so many parts of life at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's so it's you know, I suppose there's a bit of getting used to in that, but look, it's the same for everyone.
In what way is even training different now compared to normal times? Increased testing, obviously, limited numbers. Does that impact your ability to mould and craft and shape the team as you want to?
Well, so I suppose the practical difficulties are that, you know, you arrive to training, effectively the lads don't use dressing rooms, you know, they don't use showers. When they're getting a bit of food afterwards, they take it and they put it on their lap and they eat it on the, before they head away home. And then, look, I suppose the big worry that you have, particularly now, is that that someone would be either being tested for the virus, or that they are close contacts of a confirmed case. So
yeah, it's
and you know, there's no flexibility, or there's no way around it. If someone is a confirmed case, or they are close contact of a confirmed case, they just can't train until they have their test and their negative results. And then in some cases, it's they have to wait for a second test and a negative result. And that's just a period of time that you have to go through. So obviously, with the level of the virus in Clare, I suppose, and around the country, we have been impacted by that, not in relation to any positive cases, but we've had a number of close contacts of positive cases. So obviously it affects your training, and it affects your numbers that are training.
Is it worth it all? Do you still want to have a championship in 2020 in this climate, in these circumstances?
Well, I suppose the easy answer is, it's worth it if you win. It's not worth it if you lose. But the big thing is that, you know, at inter-county level and at playing at that sort of standard, you're not there for that long. You know, I suppose, you know, if you're looking at an inter-county career, 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years, whatever it is, it's all those years are vital. And you know, if you're losing a full year, it's a big part of your intercounty career. So from that perspective, it's worth it if we can get out and we can represent ourselves well. But you know, if you don't perform, and if you lose your game, it's not really worth it at that stage then.
But that's the case with the COVID or not, perhaps to a certain extent. At least. Look at you know the Munster Championship. You've been there several times as a player. This obviously would have been something you would have been looking forward to, going back to when you got the job initially. Sunday against Limerick should be white hot. There should be tens of thousands of people in the stands. They'll be cheering you on from afar instead. How do you prepare for that mentally?
Well, sure, look, it's putting it simply, it's a game between two teams. You know, that's you know, we'll be going out doing our best. I know that you would normally be expecting a packed house and a big crowd and all that kind of stuff, but you know, players have got used to that not being the case through the club championship. So that's just the way it is. It's a given now that there's going to be no one there, but it's still a big challenge. It's still Limerick that you're playing, and still up against one of the teams that are fancied to win the All-Ireland this year, not just to win our match or to win a Munster Championship, but to win the All-Ireland. So, you know,
does it impact on player psychology, though? I mean, one of the things that's often been said about GAA, a challenge match is never the same as a championship game. And one of the things that makes a championship game stand out is that white-hot atmosphere. It is the bigger crowds in the stands. This will look not much different to many training sessions, but it'll be just as important as it would be as if there were 30 or 40,000 people watching you.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I suppose the thing about the GAA and hurling in particular, and hurling in Clare, is that, you know, there's no real gimme matches. There's no real matches that aren't taken into account. There's always something at stake. And obviously, when you're in Munster Championship or a league final or whatever it is, there's that little bit more at stake. And, you know, while the crowds aren't there, you know, there still is a lot at stake, and we still have a lot of people that are looking out to see how we're going, looking out to see us do well and seeing what we've been doing for the last 6 weeks or whatever number of weeks it is since we've got back.
Yeah. How do you think you're standing? Are you confident heading into the game?
Well, look, we know we're up against it. They are one of the top teams in the country at the moment. So you know, it's going to be tough going. You know, but I think people realise that, like, that it is that it is a tough challenge. I suppose if you were looking at the draw and looking at the potential teams that we could have got, I suppose the team that you'd be hoping to avoid would be Limerick, and then the second team that you'd be hoping to avoid would be Tip, and they're all on the same side as the draw as us. So, look, but that's just the way it is. So we'll just see how we see how we get on, see how we manage it.
Injury-wise, how are things looking heading into the game?
We've a couple of injuries, a couple of guys that we're going to give them every opportunity to get themselves right.
Who are we talking about?
Obviously Aidan McCarthy broke his thumb, we've Carl McInerney, Paul Flanagan, and Jack Brown that have hamstring injuries, and then Pat O'Connor is suffering with a knee injury. But look, we'll be giving them every opportunity to get right, and we'll be delaying our team as long as possible to try and pick our best team.
Okay, because obviously you can only bring 26, I think, to the match. So yeah. Even that, it's not the days of bringing the whole squad and making a change an hour before throwing it. Even there's a little bit of planning, again, because of the times that we're living in.
Yeah, well, look, it's we all know the rules. Like, you pick a panel of 26. You can make a change after, say, Thursday morning. That has to be in Thursday morning. You can make a change to a goalkeeper, but that's the only position that you can change. So once we pick our 26, that's it, we pick our team from there.
Okay. There's a bit of trophy, or a bit of silverware, excuse me, on the line in terms of the league title. It would be nice to get that one, I'm sure. Probably just a cherry on top as opposed to being the whole cake, though.
Yeah, well, look, it's any time you're contesting a trophy, it's pretty good. You're right. It would be great, but big challenge coming up.
Indeed. Just finally, and I don't ask this question to put pressure on anyone, but I'm sure it's something that perhaps you as a manager can use as motivation, in that it has been said that the return of Gaelic games it will give a lift to people, something new, something to focus on, and particularly over these next 6 weeks, something that we can, an outlet that we can enjoy, I suppose. For the counties that are winning, whoever they may be, it'll be a particular lift. And I don't know, is that a source of inspiration, perhaps, if you know what I mean? It always means a lot when Clare win, but maybe this year perhaps it'll mean something extra special potentially.
Yeah, well, look, it's we are conscious of that, like, and we are conscious that people are going through tough times, and you know, we've got a great bunch of lads there. We've got a great bunch of players. They're exceptionally dedicated. They want to do their best for the county all the time, and they really put everything into it. No, the problem with that is that you've a bunch of players inside Limerick that are doing the exact same. So it's going to be very difficult. But we are aware of the that a lot of people are relying on us and hoping that we'll do well. And you know, that's a big responsibility for us, and we'll be taking it on.
And the very best of luck to them. Brian Logan there, Clare senior hurling manager. His side take on Limerick this coming Sunday afternoon. Throw in at 3:45. Live coverage here on Clare FM in association with Matt Waters, Clare Fruit and Veg Market on the Turnpike Road, and Geraghty Sparren off licence Turnpike Ennis. There'll also be an extensive preview of the game on Sideline View this evening here on Clare FM. That's at 6 with Owen and James. David McInerney amongst their guests. He'll be captaining Clare. And we'll say best of luck as well to the Banner footballers. They're in action tomorrow at Cusick Park. That games against Armagh is live here on Clare FM as well, and the junior Camogie side, of course, they're down in Wexford, and if they're victorious this weekend, they're into an All-Ireland semi-final. So best of luck to all of the Clare teams.